You're listening to Classical 90.5. That was Shortcut Home by contemporary American composer Dana Wilson, performed by the Ithaca College Wind Ensemble. That work is on the program for this week's short winter tour of the MU Wind Ensemble. You can find the schedule online at music.missouri.edu. My guest this hour is Dr. Brian Silvey, Associate Professor of Music Education and Associate Director of Bands. That band directorship is the hat that he's wearing today because he's here to tell us about the MU Wind Ensemble that's headed out on a short winter tour. Brian, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Trevor.
Brian, tell me about what you spent your time doing last semester and how it's prepared you for what you're doing this week.
Yeah, that's a great question. Due to the fact that the tour is over the holiday vacation before MU starts in the spring, we selected music that we had performed previously on two concerts, one in October, one in December, so that we could come back, have a very quick and detailed rehearsal the day before we left on tour, and then we would play all that music over the next 3 days. Our tour takes place Wednesday, January 11th through Friday, January 13th. So as you can imagine, trying to play new music on such short notice would not be very advantageous for the group to sound their very best. So we're picking highlights from the fall semester and playing those for 8 different high school programs in the St. Louis area. I reached out early in the fall semester, probably August and September, to several very good high school band programs in the St. Louis area, and I was very delighted to hear back from them very quickly, and almost every single one that I reached out to said they would love to have us come. So there are 8 different high schools. On Wednesday, January the 11th, we're playing at Pattonville High School in the morning. We're playing at Eureka High School in the afternoon. And that evening, we're giving a concert with the Webster Groves High School Wind Symphony. And that group was actually selected by Blind Peer Review to play at our 2017 Missouri Music Educators Association State Conference. And that is a distinct honor for only a handful of groups each year from across the state of Missouri. So they're going to play the repertoire they'll be performing here in about 2 weeks at Tantara Resort in Osage Beach, Missouri. And we'll be playing half of that concert with them. We're also playing on Thursday at Lindbergh High School, Rockwood Summit High School. And then on Friday, we're giving our final concerts at Francis House Central, Lafayette, and that evening performing a joint concert with the Oakville High School Wind Symphony, which, in addition to the Webster Groves High School Wind Symphony, is also performing at our state conference later this month.
How many strong is the MU Wind Ensemble?
MU Wind Ensemble is 45 members, and that adheres very strictly to what the Wind Ensemble instrumentation should be. Some people use a slightly larger group. Very rarely would they use a smaller group, but that's the instrumentation that's been around for about 60 years now.
So what are the main families of instruments that are represented within the Wind Ensemble?
Similar to an orchestra, there is woodwinds, brass, and percussion, the only difference being that there are no strings, and that is the only difference. So when the Wind Ensemble was invented by Frederick Fennell in 1952, he basically just wanted to take those three sections from the symphony orchestra and leave out the strings. And so that's how that group was originated, and that has stayed with high school and university and professional ensemble since that time.
So this week will be you, Brian Silvey, and Dr. Aaron Cooper supervising, chaperoning, I don't know what the right word is, 45 young adults, and these are responsible folks who are willing to end their winter break a little bit early to go out and represent. It's the MU School of Music on tour, the Wind Ensemble, performing over 3 days at St. Louis area high schools. I've got to think that it's no accident that you're at these high schools, that there's a recruiting function that's involved in going out and sharing your music with these young musicians who might aspire to someday be professional musicians, and maybe you'd like to have them make Mizzou their first choice.
Yeah, that's a great observation. Obviously, we're doing this to wave the MU School of Music and the MU Band's flag while we're out in the St. Louis area, and all of these programs are very distinguished. In fact, there are more distinguished programs in the St. Louis area that we could possibly go to in any one tour, but this is just sort of the tip of the iceberg for that. And so trying to make connections with these directors and their students, I think, is very important, not only for people who might be music majors eventually at MU or other institutions across the state or elsewhere, but for the non-music majors who might perform in marching mizzou or pep bands or just want to play in a one-night-a-week concert band because their major is too time-intensive and they can't fit in ensembles during the day. So we want to make sure they know, regardless of whether it's at MU, there is a place for them to continue their music education at the university level, and sometimes to the perhaps detriment of MU, I always tell people I want them to play an instrument, and I don't care where it is as long as they continue to play an instrument. I think that's one of the great travesties as a music educator, that we have so many fine, talented young students who dedicated their entire public school careers to performing an instrument and gaining that expertise. And then when they go and they're not a music major, they don't feel like there's a home for them. So I'm going to make sure on tour they know, whether that's at MU or somewhere else, we want them to continue their music education.
That's Brian Silvey. He made the long walk over from Loeb Hall to talk today. He's the guest this hour on Mizzou Music, talking about the MU Wind Ensemble's winter tour, first in 10 years. He and Dr. Aaron Cooper, who's also a regular guest on this program, they'll be leading the Wind Ensemble, which will be joined by Mizzou Brass, the Sagigat Warnhoff Duo, and oboist Dan Willett for a series of high school performances this week in St. Louis. Brian, I'm grateful for the time. I wish you safe travels, and thanks for being a guest on the show again.
Trevor, thanks so much. And finally, I'd just like to invite anyone out to those two evening concerts, Wednesday the 11th, Friday the 13th, at Webster Groves High School and Oakville High School.
Dr. Brian Silvey there, inviting you to check in on the MU Wind Ensemble. They're on tour this week in the St. Louis area. If you happen to be in the neighborhood, you can drop by. The schedule is on the website, music.missouri.edu.